Will this winter be a La Nina kind of winter? David Sparks, Ag Information Network. Somewhere in the equatorial waters of the Central and Eastern Pacific Ocean, where it turns out that the nature of this coming winter in the U.S. is likely being shaped right now, as we speak for a second year in a row, those waters are cooler than normal, and that is called La Nina, which tends to have a fairly profound impact on North America and weather patterns. Let's go to John Kotchak with the Climate Prediction Center. His group has already made its forecast for this coming winter, and here they are.
Above average precipitation and colder than average temperatures for some areas of the northern tier of the U.S., and below average precipitation and above average temperatures across the south.
Now to the Agriculture Department's meteorologist, Brad Rippey.
There is promise for some additional drought relief in places like the upper Midwest and the northern plains, where we have just started to recover from that historic summer drought. We also expect to see drought relief in the northwest, eastward across the northern Rockies. And that should help out states like Washington and Oregon, Idaho and Montana that have been hit hard by drought for several months.
And what about Southern California, where it's been dry for over 2 years now?
That's an area that we could see drought further intensify, leading to more water supply issues.
So another dry year, probably lots of forest fires. That is, if California has any forests left. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.